This past week saw a resolution to the state budget battle, which we watched all during the month of June. However, it was not a battle between Democrats and Republicans. It was a fight among the Democrats. To the surprise of no one, the result was a budget with increased spending, higher taxes. Some say also the promise to avoid budget tricks of the past was also abandoned. Will the budget battle wounds heal, or have we maybe seen the start of a civil war between Democrats and Trenton? The first guest today joins us to review all this. He covers the governor and State House for New Jersey Advanced Media State House Bureau in Trenton and NJ.com. Brent Johnson, how are you today, Brent?
Great, thank you for having me.
And you can check out Brent's work at NJ.com. So, overview with the budget. Obviously, spending is up by how much?
Spending is up by a little more than $1 billion.
Which is probably less than most people thought. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, there were some concerns early on that there would be multiple billions of dollars under Phil Murphy, but they're saying they're doing it for the necessary things the state needs.
Now, as far as taxes are concerned, of course, the millionaire's taxes is back among the living, which I guess recent history has escaped many Democrats, because when the millionaire's tax was in effect back to the Corzine years, they forgot something. Millionaires have a lot of money. They can easily leave the state and leave the state with getting nothing instead of something from these people.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing you often hear from people who are opposed to millionaires' taxes, that they will flee New Jersey. Now, there are conflicting reports as to whether that's true or not. Obviously, some people do leave New Jersey because of that. But that's the one clarion call you hear from opposition, is that people will flee for Florida or other places.
As far as businesses, how business-friendly or unfriendly is this budget going to be?
Well, there is a tax, one part of the deal that Murphy cut with Democratic lawmakers was to raise the corporate business tax in New Jersey, which would tax the very largest corporations in the state to the highest level in the United States. And one of the fears there was that businesses would leave New Jersey or not want to come here or set up shop here. But what this money goes to is that Murphy and Democrats say that these increases are needed for NJ Transit funding, for public education funding, and to fix the state's public worker pension system, which is among the most underfunded in the nation.
Now, there was some good news for all taxpayers. The increase of the sales tax, at least for now, has been pushed to the side. But with that in mind, with all that the budget, the first Murphy budget, is seeking to do, are there, as I alluded to in the introduction, any of those financial games that Murphy promised he wasn't going to be playing with the budget?
Well, the sales tax was one thing that Democratic lawmakers were really squaring down on and saying that they did not want, because that would affect the middle class. Murphy had said last year during his campaign that the taxes would not affect the middle class, and his argument about the sales tax was that it was a gimmick that Christie and lawmakers, they struck a deal 2 years ago to cut the sales tax for an increase in the gas tax in exchange. But Murphy is saying these tax increases are needed because the state needs to get back on track. Our transportation system is hurting, public education needs to be better funded, and that the pension system is going to kill us if we don't do something about it. So he's saying these tax increases are absolutely needed. And Democrats, or Democratic lawmakers who control the legislature, originally said these are not good and we don't want to tax people. But they came to some sort of agreement that New Jersey needs us.
And as a side note, too, the Supreme Court recently ruled that Internet sales have to be taxed on a state tax rate. So there is some maybe newfound money that the state can be the recipients through that method.
Yes, that's something that there's a little bit of discrepancy about how much New Jersey will see from that. That was one of the holdups in negotiation. But yes, New Jersey does, experts will say, does stand to see an increase in revenue because of that ruling.
And if you're in the middle or lower class brackets and you think that, okay, you escaped the tax acts on this budget at least, well, there's a little piece of legislation. I don't know if he signed it yet, but most people assume he's going to, the 5 cent per bag tax for paper and plastic that the state's going to more than likely going to institute.
Well, there is some question about whether he would actually sign that. It is sitting on his desk. It's one of the bills that passed during the last legislative session. that's one of the question marks going forward. It appears he might sign it, but no one's sure yet.
I'm assuming that just given that he had to give so much on this budget, at least in the minds of some, that he's going to look for a recoup in any way as can. Before we get into the Civil War of the Democrats, the Republicans set this dance out, apparently. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for them to do?
The Republicans what?
The Republicans set this dance out. Is that a good or a bad thing for them to do?
They, Republicans have an interesting situation now in New Jersey because Chris Christie used to be the head of their party, and a lot of the focus was on him for 8 years. Now he's gone. Democrats control every branch of the government. And, you know, they were very vocal during this process saying that we don't want to see tax increases and they wouldn't support any budget that had tax increases. But it's hard for them because they are in the minority. And, you know, the hope that they have is that the Democrats will fight so much and tax, you know, the state so much that they will voters will turn back to Republicans and say, let's vote for Republicans again. So that's kind of their strategy. And because they're pretty low in number in terms of the legislature right now in New Jersey.
Yeah, this is true. Talking about Brent Johnson from New Jersey Advance Media and NJ.com here on Issues and Ideas, taking a look back at this past week, all the adventures with the state budget, which, I guess shy of maybe a couple of minutes on the clock, avoided an official state government shutdown. When you look at what happened between Governor Murphy and Senate President Sweeney, do you think any sour grapes still from Sweeney's side? Because if it wasn't for Murphy getting into the race, President Sweeney would have been Governor Sweeney for all intents and purposes.
That's what a lot of people say the whole disagreement between the two of them stems from. There was a shot that there was going to be a three-person primary for the Democratic nomination a year ago. It was going to be Jersey City Mayor Steve Phillips, State Senate President Steve Sweeney, and former U.S. Ambassador Phil Murphy. And what happened was Phillip dropped out, and Murphy consolidated all the county chair endorsements in the north, and Sweeney only had the south. And Sweeney realized he didn't have the money or the endorsements to beat Murphy, so he stepped out of the race. And so some say there was lingering animosity because of that. But on top of that, the New Jersey Education Association, the teachers union, wanted to get Sweeney out of there because they don't get along. And so they spent millions to try and oust him from office, and it didn't work. And he won. And Murphy did not take a public side in that fight because the NJEA endorsed him. And he also, you know, couldn't publicly turn against Steve Sweeney, even if he wanted, which, you know, no one knows if he did. But there was this whole fight going on well before Phil Murphy actually became governor. And some say the lingering effects of that are still being shown in this budget fight.
And I guess politically speaking, if you look at Murphy versus Sweeney, Murphy certainly entrenched in the left. Is it fair to say Sweeney is maybe just left of center? He leans more to he could be moderate from time to time.
Yes. Yeah. Sweeney is definitely a moderate Democrat, and Murphy is definitely a left-leaning progressive. And the question is, you know, New Jersey is a blue state, has more registered Democrats than Republicans. But the question is, how left is New Jersey? That's always been one of the key issues about Murphy. Is New Jersey as left as he is? And, you know, some would say New Jersey may lean more towards Steve Sweeney's side. But that's something we'll continue to see over the next few years.
And plus, Murphy had an easy walk to the governor's office because it was token opposition. Kim Gordano was not a stellar candidate by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, she also had the ties to Chris Christie.
Yeah.
No matter what you think of Christie, his approval rating during last year's election was in the teens, 15, 16, and there, you know, most experts would say, you know, he could have run Ronald Reagan if he was Chris Christie's lieutenant governor and still probably wouldn't have won. So she was hampered by that.
How interesting, how revealing was all this as far as Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin is concerned, because he's certainly low-key, but he seemed to be the referee and the, I guess, marriage counselor in a lot of ways with all this.
Yeah, if people saw him as the mediator. He's a new lawmaker, a new Assembly Speaker, not a new lawmaker, but a new Assembly Speaker. He just took office in January, and obviously Murphy needed both Sweeney and Coughlin to enact a budget. And Sweeney was seen as like the calming presence in the room. He's the one that helped get things done. In fact, Matt Arco, my colleague, and I wrote a story this week that said, you probably don't have a shutdown because of Craig Coughlin.
Well, someone like Coughlin and Sweeney, if Murphy has a real bad run of 4 years, does anyone challenge him? Maybe a Coughlin?
In a primary, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if Coughlin as much. I mean, there's been whispers Steve Sweeney would challenge him in a primary. But there's also been talk that Murphy might not last his 4 years because he would want a national position, whether it be Secretary of Treasury or Secretary of State or even running for president. But so there's a lot that could happen in that time.
Yeah, because it makes sense, too, because there's some rumors floating around. Michael Bloomberg is thinking of a presidential run in 2020. He's certainly on the far left. And a couple of multimillionaires and billionaires joining together against another billionaire. It makes some sort of sense, I guess.
Yeah, Murphy has the money. He talks a lot about opposing Donald Trump. He talks a lot about making New Jersey more progressive and being a beacon of progressive light for the country. And, you definitely could see him on a national stage. It's a matter of whether he has the charisma to challenge someone like Trump. But, a lot can happen over the next few years.
Just to wrap up, too, with the budget, the promises going into the budget process post-Christie are one thing. Did the promises come out to be true, or did the Democrats come out damaged in any way and they have to do some repair for next time around?
I don't know if they came out damaged, but it definitely, there's definitely bubbling of conflict in the party. And the question is, did they get all of it out of their system with this budget fight, or is this the beginning of a lasting civil war in the Democrats in New Jersey? I don't think kiss and make up is something that Murphy and Sweeney did, but, they definitely, the fact that they avoided a shutdown looks better for both of them. But, we'll see going forward.
They might not have kissed and made up, but they might have agreed to get along for the benefit of the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Read more about Brent's work on all things happening in the State House. You can check it out at NJ.com. He covers the governor and State House for New Jersey Advance Media and the State House Bureau in Trenton for NJ.com. Brent Johnson, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.